introduce us to a very famous Dallas Cowboy.
I don't know about how famous he is. His name is Martin Rucker, and I don't even know what he does. What does he do, Georgia?
He's a tight end.
Tight end? Okay, so Martin Rucker is walking off the field, and it was slim pickings at this point. I interviewed several players yesterday, and he was one of the final ones that I interviewed. He's walking off the field, so I say, okay, who is that? Who is that? I'll interview him. And, Junior, you tell me, oh, that's Martin Rucker. I think you looked down at a card, mm-hmm. although you tried to impress me with your knowledge, pretending you didn't. So I interviewed him. But the strangest thing happens while I'm interviewing him. Giorgio, you know I have the amazing ability to somehow divine people's biographical information just by looking at them. I'm always able to guess how many kids a woman has or how many times she's been married and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's a superpower.
Well, you're overrated, too, by the way. You're wrong.
No, I am not wrong. I am not wrong. I am, like, right 98% of the time. Well, as I'm talking, I've never really possessed this ability with men. It's a female ability, right? Uh-huh. But with Martin Rucker, I seem to have this ability because everything I guessed on this guy would be right. Like, he mentions his college, and I guess the mascot. Now, I guess a pretty generic mascot, but it turns out to be right. Well, there's one where I imply a familial relation that he has with another famous person, and I'll be darned if I didn't hit on something.
Okay.
Take a listen. This is my interview with Martin Rucker, the famous Dallas Cowboy.
Martin, you have a moment?
Sure. Gordon Keith here with Martin Rucker, number 83 for the Dallas Cowboys. You got to be pretty excited about practice today.
Definitely. You know, get another chance to get out here and show them what you got.
Now, you have beautiful green eyes. That's very rare, isn't it?
I don't know how to take that, but I appreciate it.
I didn't mean it in a gay way. I meant more, you know, just you have beautiful green eyes.
Thank you.
I've always been a big fan of yours ever since you, in your days, playing for Mississippi State.
University of Missouri.
Tigers, right?
Yeah.
What did you...
Now, I had no idea about that.
You knew they're the Missouri Tigers. They're a Big 12 team.
Do you think I know what the Big 12 is? I have no idea what the Big 12 is.
Okay.
Play back then? Were you quarterback then? Or no?
I did a little bit of quarterbacking, a little bit.
Oh, that's another thing I guessed. I figure he's a tight end here. He's not going to be a quarterback. He's probably always been a tight end. So I guess quarterback, and I'll be darned if he didn't do a little bit of quarterbacking while he was there.
Back then, were you quarterback then? Or no?
I did a little bit of quarterbacking, a little bit of tight end, a little bit of running back, did it all.
You really have captivating green eyes. Has anyone ever told you that?
Yeah, a couple people.
Who has prettier eyes, you or Jason Kidd?
Well, it's a funny story. Jason Kidd is like my distant cousin, so I'm going to have to go with me.
Are you really related to him?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. By which side? Mom's, dad's?
On my mom's side. And actually, when we were down in Houston for the 2003 Super Bowl, my brother was playing in it, and Jason happened to be playing the Rockets, and so we got his tickets to the game. It's pretty cool.
Cool. So like second, third cousins? Do you know him?
It's like third.
Did you meet that old wife of his that they used to always beat each other up or something weird?
Oh, take it easy. But I did get to meet her, and he's got a beautiful family.
What are you doing?
Very awkward.
I was just joshing with him. We were having fun, no?
Well, no, not talking about that part of it. It's his family member.
How weird is that? That he's a cousin of Jason
Kidd's.
That
is weird.
And I'm telling you, the guy had green eyes. It's
freaky green eyes.
It is always startling to me to see a black guy with green eyes. It's just weird.
I've never thought much about it.
So he must be related to Frosty Rucker?
Who's Frosty Rucker?
Defensive end for the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was Hootie.
That's the 2003 Super Bowl participant.
No. He didn't play in that. That was after. Mike Rucker? Mike Rucker.
Does he have green eyes?
For the Panthers.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Down in Houston, right?
Oh, okay.
They were
in
that Super Bowl.
Panthers, Patriots.
That's who he's related to. Mike Rucker.
Mike Rucker.
Well, he stumbled into a pretty interesting sports story there.
Yeah.
Mike Rucker and Jason Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
Player, too.
Yeah.
Probably a Hall of Famer.
Definitely.
Kind of like you.
He is in my eyes.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you a pop culture question. We were debating this. Do you know all the members of the Beatles?
All right. Is he going to know all the members of the Beatles?
Yes. He sounds pretty sharp.
Yeah.
I think he will.
He's a very smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, absolutely not.
Dang.
John Lennon. Paul McCartney.
Okay, partial credit on that answer?
Yeah. Sure.
Paul McCartney?
Yeah. Partial.
Okay.
Ringo Starr. And,
another dead one.
Gosh. That's all I got for you.
George Harrison was the last
one. I never would have got that.
You never would have gotten that?
Nope.
Well, what kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to a little bit of everything, actually. Hip-hop and R&B mainly, but you got to have something to change it up. I like Sarah Bareilles.
Country music?
A couple songs. I'm a Rascal Flatts guy, but people tell me that's not really country. So.
No, it's not. Have you ever heard that country song, You Have Beautiful Green Eyes?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. It's unrelated to anything I've said before. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks,
right.
bud.
It's that laugh.
You know, getting 3 out of 4. See, we're starting to get to the era now where most kids won't be able to.
No. Beatles are old.
Someone who's 26 or 27, that's really pretty good, getting 3 out of 4.
Yeah, he says he doesn't know any Beatles, and then he named 75% of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear Martin Rucker's stats from last year?
Sure.
He played in 5 games for the Cowboys.
All right.
He started 1.
I don't remember that.
I've never even heard of this guy.
I don't know if that means that he started on kickoff coverage or what, but it says he returned 1 kick for 16 yards.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
He didn't catch any passes or anything like that, but he returned a kick for 16 yards. Pretty storied career.
Did Woody Kitty miss a game last year and he had to start?
I don't know.
Giorgio, do yourself a favor. You know they have that 1,000 things you should do before you die?
Yeah.
One of them should be to stare into the eyes of Martin Rucker.
Okay. I'll try to do that before I leave San Antonio.
He really has a beautiful pair of eyes.
Okay. I'll go check him out.
Ask him. Will you ask him how a black guy gets green eyes?
Well, no.
Because they're not contacts. He's not like wearing colored contacts.
Ask him how a big black guy gets green eyes.
White guys don't have exclusivity on green eyes.
Ask him how a big...
We're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We'll get a camp report and hear from the big black cow.